Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first 5-Minute Friday episode in a long, long time. I think it's been a little over 3 months since I did a podcast episode, but we're back because there is some really exciting news coming out of the USDA that I thought was so important that I should bring back not only, well, maybe the podcast, but also the 5-Minute Friday podcast episode. So I've still been doing the newsletter, which if you haven't already subscribed, everything, as always, is in the link in the description. But I wanted to come back for the podcast to announce a phenomenal, I don't know, new rule with the USDA, which I am so excited about. And the whole article on the USDA's website, I'm also going to link below. So go check it out and read more. But basically, last week, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, announced a new product of USA rule for meats. And I'm so excited about this. I think it's really going to, I don't know, level the playing field when it comes to U.S. meat versus meat from China and Brazil. So here is, I'm going to read little segments of the article. So first off, it says, the USDA's final product of USA rule allows the voluntary, in quotes, product of USA, or, in quotes, made in the USA, label claim to be used on meat, poultry, and egg products only, emphasis there, only when they are derived from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. The rule will prohibit misleading U.S. origin labels in the market and help ensure that the information that consumers receive about where their food is coming from is truthful. So that's the end of the first little segment. This is huge. So we've talked about this a lot in the past. I talked about it with Ben Spell from Good Ranchers. The country of origin label was repealed years ago. And because of that, it's almost next to impossible to learn or to find out where your food is coming from in terms of meat. Like you go to a grocery store, you go to Walmart, for example, you buy a steak. It's typically really, really hard to find out where that steak is coming from. And they can say made in the USA when in reality that beef might have been shipped here and then it was just processed here. So it's not gonna have the same standards of in terms of like the raising the beef, raising the chickens, washing the eggs, all that good stuff. But this is going to be huge. So the article goes on to say that the USDA's final product of the USA rule is supported by petitions, thousands of comments from stakeholders, and data on a nationwide survey. It also goes on to say that under the final rule, the product of USA or made in the USA label claim will continue to be voluntary. It will also remain eligible for generic label approval, meaning it would not need to be pre-approved by the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service before it can be used on regulated products. But it would require the establishment to maintain documentation on file to support the claim. The final rule also allows the use of other voluntary U.S. origin claims on meat, poultry, and egg products sold in the marketplace. These claims will need to include a description on the package of the preparation and processing steps that occurred in the United States upon which the claim is made. So this is huge. In a grocery store, if any farmer or rancher is selling their meat online, if they're selling them in a store, or if any company is sourcing from U.S. farmers and ranchers, I guarantee you that they're going to slap this label on there. Product of USA, made in the USA. Now, as the article says, it's not mandatory. This is optional, but I can guarantee you that they're going to be putting this label on there because this is huge. I mean, now, when you go to a grocery store, you're going to be able to find out where your meat is grown from, where your chicken's from, where your eggs are. This is so cool. This is something we've been asking for a long time because in terms of like traceability, it's been kind of shady. So now hopefully this will kind of usher in a new era where there's more traceability. I think that this can definitely be improved upon where, you know, maybe next step is reenacting the country of origin label where we can see where the food is coming from. So for example, blueberries, I think I've covered this a couple months ago, but blueberries, for example, they can be imported from other countries, but if they are just processed and packaged here, it can say product of USA, which is a little interesting. It's not grown and harvested in the USA. It's just processed and packaged, but it can still say product of USA. So that's very misleading to consumers. But the idea here is that now, just by that simple voluntary label, you can see that, you know, when it says product of the USA, made in the USA, every step of that meat item, of that egg, every step of it was in the United States of America. And if it doesn't have it, then, you know, maybe for at least one or more steps it took place outside of the U.S. So this is cool. Hats off to the Secretary of Ag, Tom Vilsack, for doing this. I'm super excited. It looks like it goes into effect January 1st, 2026. So that's when everybody subject to this new ruling will have to comply by the new regulatory requirements by January 1st, 2026. So we have a while before it goes into effect. But I imagine we might see some other stuff happen like this, like maybe in states. You know, because, for example, here in Florida, we have the Fresh from Florida logo that you'll see everywhere. So that was a really cool development. And also there's another one where local meat capacity grants have been approved. And the USDA is awarding $9.5 million to 42 projects that are helping local meat processors kind of start up, which is huge, but I mean, kind of $9.5 million to only 42 projects, kind of spreading the money a little bit thin, but not bad. We're stepping in the right direction, so I think that's huge. So let me know what you think about this huge development. I'm going to post about it on Instagram and Facebook, so in those videos, be sure to comment and let me know. And thanks for listening. I'm going to try to bring back this every Friday until I can kind of figure out a better strategy to do more interviews. As you know, life has gotten crazy. I got a kind of a new position at work, so a lot more busy, and I'm doing my internship with FSU, doing classes, so very busy. So that's why I've kind of taken a pause from the episodes, but these are super easy because the only person I have to schedule with is me, and it's very simple. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks to the USDA for doing this new product of the USA rule, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Farm Traveler for a new 5-Minute Friday episode.
You want to succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.